I need a special dispensation. First of all, bilingual church, five in Spanish, five in English, right? Just one thought, don't start yet. This is extra. The phone.
Yeah.
Spoke to me. Listen to the verse. From now on, let no man trouble me, for obey my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. That came to my mind, by the way. Shiny phone, great. The Lord is looking for marked men and women that go out and do the work of the Lord. We break bread, who do we serve? Broken body and the blood, right? And I think this is very important for us in the assembly, that many times we have fled, all of us, including myself, to the nicer areas and forgotten that there are millions of people right around us who need the Lord Jesus Christ. I just let me give a report real quickly. The Lord is working amongst the Spanish assemblies in New York City, and the gospel is spreading to the different areas where the Latinos are moving to, and we praise the Lord for that. Part of that comes because they were taught to be evangelists in Santo Domingo, in El Salvador, in Honduras, wherever they come from. The missionaries have done a good work, and they have been going around preaching the gospel all over this great country. So we praise the Lord for that. I count at least something like 18 assemblies, not only in New York City, but also in New Jersey, Lancaster, in Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and the Spanish are spreading out to the south. And we would ask you to pray that God will really, really bless. Interesting about the assemblies in New York City, they're in some of the tougher areas of the city, which praise the Lord for. So I'm sure there are a lot of bruises and bumps within those areas that our people preach the gospel in. I remember being at 116th Street, and you smell the sweet smell was coming into the building. Well, the guys are smoking pot outside, and that's the order of the day. They're all over the city. There's one assembly in the Williamsburg area of Brooklyn, which is a Hasidic neighborhood, and this is something like 99.9 Hasidics. And there's one little assembly in the middle of Williamsburg preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So they have them in different places. One of the chapels just built a chapel in the Bronx, building a chapel in the Bronx. You know, real estate in New York City is outrageous. But these dear brothers are building, and they're almost finished with that chapel. So we have at least five or six assemblies that have their own building by the grace of God, and they are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some of the things that we're doing, we work with the jail ministry, like I said to the brethren before. I have the privilege of going into solitary confinement in Rikers Island, and you get to meet all kinds of guys that are confined all day except for an hour where they get a little time off. They ask somebody to come in and preach the gospel or do something religious with them, the door is wide open, and I go in anytime I want to. The Lord has given us that path. We do camp work at Pine Bush Bible Camp. It's been a blessing for many, many years, and we praise the Lord for that. The Lord has opened the door to go into work with the District Attorney of Queens, where I sit in a panel, and we get young people who commit crimes, illegal aliens who commit crimes. We got people from all sorts of people that come in, and we give them community time, community service. And I tell the guys that we take in, men, women, and young people, anytime you come to the chapel, that'll be part of your community time. So if you come to the Lord's Supper, it's an hour and a half. If you come to the youth meeting, it's an hour and a half. Whatever happens, they come. And we send some of them to other assemblies. There's a big problem with illegal aliens coming in, and especially women who are prostituting themselves to get some money to send back to Mexico or to Colombia or wherever they come from. And they have no place to go. We are taking them in to some of the assemblies. So some of the things that are going on there. A couple of things that we do together in the assemblies, we have our yearly Lord's Supper. Every Thanksgiving, all the assemblies get together, and we have a Lord's Supper together on Saturday afternoon, and then have a meeting. One thing we do also is every third Monday, we have... Thanks a lot, brother. So smiley. I'm going to get to the Spanish, aren't I? Well, thanks a lot. God bless you.